Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Thursday guest faculty call. It is April the 6th, 2023, 12 noon Eastern Time here in the USA, and it is my delight to share this time and space with you today. Sue Caldwell here, along with my amazing husband, Dan, who is serving both you and me by running the dashboard with the goal of keeping us on the line together, which I feel sure I would not do. He is definitely helping us all out today. And I appreciate you that you have intentionally set aside just this time to be on this call or even to listen to the recording as you continue your growth and your DISC journey. Now, I'm going to take a few minutes today to share with you this bonus ad of our Youth Impact Exploratory Board. It's available to everyone who's on the Maxwell team and those who will participate in the Global Youth Initiative. Now, just so you know, the queue is now open, and I don't know if you know, if you could get in the queue, you can go ahead and have your mic unmuted while you're waiting your turn, and that will make the process of you jumping on just a little bit quicker. But first, I get to share some team happenings with you that I know you won't want to miss out on. So, for those who have completed your first IMC, your certificates of completion will be ready for downloading in the online platform, and many of you have already found that and done it. So once the administration has verified your attendance, those are there for you. And you'll find those certificates by going into the online platform and just opening your profile, and that's up in the upper right corner. We also have pictures with John and the faculty. Oh, my goodness, do we have pictures. They'll be in the photo gallery in the IMC event menu in the online platform. Also, there's random shots there. So, you know, it takes a little time to go through them, but it's a great memory trip as you're looking through all those photos. Headshots and stage shots will be emailed to you out by the end of April is the plan on that. And those personalized videos will be mailed out to you by the end of May. So lots to look forward to there. Now, we don't want you to miss John Maxwell's Global Youth Initiative Move It. This is in October and April. 2 months are set aside to really focus on our youth. And as you know, Chris says, if you haven't heard it, you've been hiding somewhere because it's lead, participate, or donate. Over the past 5 years, our global, we're talking global, Maxwell team has added value to more than 1.2 million youth. And I just checked that to make sure where we were on that because our next goal is, of course, we want to hit 2 million, but we're actually, we'd love to hit 1.5 even in this month of April. There's so many ways to contribute and we're going to be in touch, talk about one of those today. And you can lean in and learn more by just joining Gina Watts and Walter Finnegan on their Serve Youth call. That's each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the certification line. One more announcement you need to know about. All calls, all A-L-L, all calls will be canceled this coming Friday. For us, that's tomorrow, April the 7th, in observance of the Good Friday holiday here in the USA. Now, I also want to make sure you know that tonight, this night, Thursday night, there is an onboarding call that Ellen Sadell, one of our PAC members, is going to be hosting. That will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find that announcement on our DISC Facebook page also. So, and it's also in the call calendar. So you will want to join that if you have not been in DISC very long. That will be a great assist for you. One last thing. You may not have found this. We now have a new fully scripted lunch and learn PowerPoint for you to use as a lead generator or even as a training in our DISC program. This is in the consultant program. It's titled, are you ready? It's titled, Are You the Right People in Your Boat? And if you were the IMC, you saw this. It's based off the famous painting of George Washington crossing the Delaware, and John Schindel used it as such a delightful teaching point at the IMC. You will find that in the consultant toolbox in your online platform. And if you have seen this, if you've seen this presentation or if you looked at that PowerPoint, jump in the queue and share with us what you are doing if you're inside Washington's boat. We'll touch on that a little bit in our queue. I think that will be fun. So let's jump into today's subject. Here we go. just a little bit of history behind the Youth Exploratory Import. Easy for you to say, right? Youth Exploratory Impact Report. This is one of the many tools Deb and Gino has developed and then brought over to us. This particular one was created by her, I think she said in about 2010, 2011, to serve her private clients, that was in her own business, and their families. She then adapted it and gifted it to the Maxwell brand to be used by Global Youth Initiative. It's called, as I said, the Youth Impact Exploratory Report. It was especially designed for the Global Youth Initiative that we talk about in October and April. Now, the intent was for it to be a donation to GYI, just to have a way to bring some insight to youth that wasn't costly, because we know youth don't have much money. They have to get it from their parents usually. So we're looking at ways this would be add benefit but not cost a big bunch of money. So up front, let me reinforce, we cannot charge for the Youth Impact Exploratory Report. Everybody repeat after me. I can't charge for this. So you may ask, and you know what? I asked myself this when we first heard about, why would I want to make this available? Why would I like earning dollars with this. Why would I want to talk about this freebie? Well, number one is value add, which, of course, that is part of our DNA. But, yes, it can also be used as a lead generator. Now, I just want to take a moment to distinguish the difference from our other youth reports, those that are our key code reports, because you're not going to find this youth exploratory report in our grouping of reports, okay? So the MDPI, the Maxwell Disc Student Success, and the Student College Career Report, those are all highly accurate, they're targeted, they're precise, and yes, we do charge for those. They cost us. However, the Youth Impact Exploratory Report is always free. It's not as precise. It's more of a directional report, yet, you know, it still gives about an 80% accuracy. And as it adds values to participants with an idea into what is probably their primary style. So first, let me stop right here and share with you where to find this report, because as I said, it's not in our DISC tab. You're going to go, and you may want to go ahead and locate it, because I had to hunt for it way back when. So, and you write these steps down. It's not hard. It's just not where you think it might be. So if you log into the online platform, then you open the Youth and Family tab, Serve Youth, and then scroll down to the GYI, blue-yellow emblem. That's all the way at the bottom. And of course, if this is your first time in that certification, you'll want to check that. Subscribe or take this course, whatever it might say. And then you'll notice after you see that, click that blue and yellow emblem, you'll notice the third tab down is a Youth Impact Exploratory Report. So click that and open that. Now, there's where we are. There's just so much on this page. If you scroll down on the left side, you'll see download the free report now. And it's got a blue background behind it. Very easy to spot and see. So that's all you do is just click that, and then it will open in, to a PDF document. Now, a bit about that report, it is a form of a PDF downloadable document, and you're being gifted the right to use this intellectual property in an unlimited number of printouts for GYI. That's phenomenal. It's an 8-page PDF, and we actually kind of refer to it as a mini desk assessment that reveals to its participants a bit more about themselves and how they are probably wired. It also offers a few career options. And at the top of this, if you're there, you'll see this. At the top of this, or if you download it, you'll see the instructions for doing the assessment are at the top of this printed page, along with a quote by Taylor Swift, just be yourself, there's no one better. So already speaking into their youthfulness. Now, in this report, there are 19 rows, 19 questions. So as I said, the directions are there for them, but the student will place an X beside one answer in each row that best describes them. Now, here's some of the questions. Like I said, there are 19, but here's a couple of questions. People often encourage me to, so they're going to put an X or a check in front of one of these. People often encourage me to slow down, listen. People often encourage me to hurry up. People often encourage me to try something new. So they'll check one of those. And another example might be, I like this one. Another example might be, I do not like being told what to do, doing the same thing, sudden changes, making mistakes. So they're going to put an X or a check in front of each one of those answers that is most like them. Some of them, sometimes they'll say, I'm like all that. Well, which one do you think is most like you? Like right now, which one is most like you? Kind of help them narrow down sometimes. Now, when they finish that, then they're going to total down the length of the columns. Down at the bottom, there's a place to put the total number. And each of the columns has a letter beside it. Guess what those letters are? D-I-S-C, of course. And the letter with the largest number beside it will most likely be their primary style. Now, in this printed report, the next four pages, there's one for each style, will provide some understanding to their strengths, also their areas of growth, which, as you know, are usually those strengths that are either being overused or have been taken to an extreme. This printout also includes some possible career paths that would be a good fit. Now, this is not an in-depth report. I just want you to understand that. And it's okay to say we do offer a more in-depth understanding in our student success report that includes pages for parents and teachers and the student, and our college student college career report. Those have about 99% accuracy. Okay, it's okay to say that in your presentations. Under the GYI program, if you're on that first page I was talking about where we have the Youth Impact Exploratory Report, in the under attachments, you will see we have a couple other items that you can make use of. We have a very colorful, beautiful 15-slide PowerPoint. It's already prepared and scripted for you, and you could host a virtual GYI. Use your Zoom. You don't have to have a huge number of youth. You could have two or three. You could have 50. I don't know. Whatever you could gather together. Your future to shine is listed there, too. It's a PowerPoint presentation of this print version of the Youth Exploratory. It's beautiful slides instead of paper. Now, you already know, I don't have to tell you, if parents know how their children are wired, the parents could develop such a much better relationship with their child, as well as develop their child's strengths. You can help youth discover and encourage them to feel valued and valuable simply through this report. Helping them really understand their giftedness is a milestone moment in their life. And oh my goodness, oh my goodness, helping a child understand he is gifted is so incredibly rewarding. For many, giving them hope and helping them to see they have a bigger and better future ahead. And you know, hope is one of the most needed, I'm going to say verbs, added to the life of young people today. Becoming aware of their strengths, their biases, their limitations is so empowering, just as it is for us adults, but it is for them also. In presenting, we're also saying, in our presentations, we're also saying to the youth, if your parent is wired like this, and we might point out either like you or like so-and-so, here is how to communicate with them. Or you might even ask them, which sounds most like your parent? And then offer them some tips on how they could communicate better with their parent and understand their parents. You know, youth doesn't have to be your focus or even your niche to add value to young people during our global youth initiative. Where might you find a way to use this? If you have corporate clients, you could host a GYI event just to add value to their families. We love super serving. You could use the Youth Exploratory Report as a lead generator. You can follow up with individual reports or workshops or even the Family Stress to Family Best. And, you know, if you're not familiar with that Family Stress to Family Best, which I often misquote and say Family Stress to Family Blessed, I know my husband will correct me. I'm sorry. I still feel it's accurate. Both are accurate. You definitely check it out. It promotes encouraging parents that it is possible to better understand their child and communicate in a language that the child will best respond to. That, in turn, lets the children shine as their true self, because we want to train up the child in the way that he is divinely designed to go. Now, we are each encouraged and even challenged to do something during April's GY. And honestly, I probably have to be challenged to do so. And I do take up the challenge. So we are supposed to lead, participate, or donate. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be a big promotion. You don't have to do a lot of, have a lot of goodies or do a lot of stuff, because it's valuable to the participants. And everyone connected to youth can be your go-to source. Teachers, principals, pastors, libraries, schools. I have three libraries lined up to come in and read to children. This, I'm talking probably the younger ones. I'm not real sure which group. And then I have one elementary school, and I, as of yet, do not know which group I'll be going to there. So your neighborhood, have a little, you know, I saw someone did it in their driveway. You can do it anywhere, just to gather some children, youth together, right inside your own family, your kids, your grandkids, a youth group, a church group, homeschool groups. Then I used the exploratory youth report, impact report for a group of homeschooled students. They were 6th grade through 10th grade. We did that a couple years ago. And I used the youth exploratory report, the paper printed one, they had something to actually visibly touch and work on. And I added a PowerPoint last October, an after-school program with some 6th graders that I was invited to come to. Other ways, okay, groups. This is a terrific way to add value. And we're talking about something like dance groups, cheer groups, gymnastics, sports teams, baseball, softball, football, soccer, tennis. Okay, you get the idea. There are specialized groups everywhere. Smaller groups, great, pour into needing that and wanting those extra value adds included into their programs. They love, you love, hey, we love hearing about ourselves, and we're adults. Youth love hearing about themselves and their friends. In the past 5 years, I think I said this earlier, but we have added value to over 1.2 million youth. Our goal is to raise that number to 1.5 million young people, young leaders impacted by the Maxwell Global Youth Initiative. There's so many ways we can just add this value. Another way would be to use the, as I said, a lead generator. You could also say which ones you could offer. You have the student success program, that our student success key codes that you could use. Those are for ages 10 through 14, 15. We also have the student college career report. That's 15, 16, and older. Of course, we always, for the older ones who just want the MDPI, that's available. So we have so many resources we could lead them to after we've introduced them through the Youth Exploratory Impact Report. The parent that gets this Youth Exploratory Report, and maybe they're going to say to you, oh, that's my child. How did you know that? You can explain, this is directional piece, but if you'd like a full report on your child, I have more. And as a parent, I'd love for you to take the adult version of the Maxwell Disc Report, and I can help you. I can actually build a roadmap for better communication between you and your children, better relationships. You know, there are youth in this world who may have no one in their life who has ever told them they have value, that they have strength and giftedness. There are those who have not heard they have value, whom have only heard what they are not, what they are doing wrong. We can be that person who brings that awareness to them that has a lasting impact. And this youth exploratory impact report is just an excellent way to sow that seed. And, you know, I heard from, I was on the youth certification call last night, and I heard Chris Robinson say someone was asking about where could they go, what call could they get on, blah, blah, blah. And Chris, you know, Chris, with his laugh, he said, the time now is not to go study more. The time now is to do more. You know, he laughed. But we got the point. Yes, we got it. Get out and do something. So I want you to be sure to register online under the GYI when you do have an event scheduled. And go ahead and put it in if you know you have one. You can always go back and add in the number or the specific day that you did it. You can do that later on and edit it. But we just want to get you feeling a part of this. It is exciting and it is fun. And it's a great way to practice your skills. Okay, that about does it. Back George Washington's boat for a moment. I asked where you are and what you are doing, and I'm going to open the queue in just a moment. Here's me. I would be leaning out of the boat, looking past the other passengers, making sure we're going in the right direction, looking forward and backward and all around, watching for obstacles to avoid getting dumped. For sure, that would be me. And then, of course, at times I'd be taking turn at rowing the boat because I would feel bad for the other people working so hard. What about you? What would you be doing? So the queue is open. Bring your questions. Share your wins. And Dan is available also. Always, this man is always serving. So if you'd like to ask him a specific question, feel free to do so. So who's up first in today's queue?
Looks like Patricia.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Johnny. No, you're good.
I'm okay. This is John from San Antonio. How you doing?
Hey, Don, what's up, buddy?
Okay, so I got a quick win and a question based off of the win. So I conducted my first communications workshop last week. So I split my interest between a lesson on inspiration for Everyone Communicates, You Connects, and an abbreviated lunch and learn of the DISC assessment. So I went from principle, of inspiring people and then more technical practice of understanding your communication style and the communications of others in order to be that source of inspiration. So that was amazing. Had a great time. It was my first workshop, so I was a little nervous, but it went off without a hitch. It was great.
Fabulous.
So
thank you for sharing that. Yeah. I love that. We celebrate right now. Let's stop and we'll just do a yay, Rod, for John. Wait a minute.
Thank you so much. So from some social media, you know, exposure from that event, I got the opportunity to do a quick discovery call with another individual who wasn't at the workshop. And this was kind of a revelation for me. It really kind of opened my eyes. So this gentleman approached me. He wanted to get some guidance or some perspective on some struggles he's having with career change. And, you know, the conversation, the discovery kind of led off on a very technical, you know, what am I doing for my interviews, my resumes, my, you know, frustration of not getting selected and all of this. And I've got all of this background and experience. But as we continue to kind of peel back the onion, I got to have a DISC conversation with him because what he was, he had a limiting belief surrounding connecting with people, communicating. And because he wasn't really comfortable with his own style of communicating. And so he did not feel he had the ability to communicate well with others. So he's like, just select me from what I look like on paper and don't ask me to communicate with you person to person. And so as I began to kind of share with him just an overview of, you know, how, as I use this statement all the time, that, you know, your personality shapes your personal reality. And, you know, there's things that you can learn about yourself, and you have to know yourself to grow yourself, that will open up a whole new world for you through your ability to communicate. And so that really, you know, opened up the whole conversation. He decided to, you know, take a DISC assessment from there, and so we're going to do a follow-up debriefing. So what really stood out to me in that moment was I went into that engagement not really thinking of supporting him from a DISC consultant perspective. And so I was a little nervous having the conversation. I was like, how can I add value to this individual? What he wanted to enter into was a very technical IT field, which I know nothing about. And I thought that would be the only thing that he would be of interest in having a conversation with me with. But as, you know, just kind of being with the person and just kind of, you know, maintaining my level one listening with them, I saw that it was a DISC power connection or disconnection, I guess I could say, that really was opening things up for him. So I wanted to share that experience with everyone and just kind of say, you know, I grew from that experience, you know, that what we have to add to a value, you know, doesn't necessarily come always from that technical consultant side of knowing specifically what industry they're in or what job they're talking about, but, you know, helping them with their emotional intelligence through DISC.
That is beautiful. That is so cool. Restate this one more time. It says something about your personality shapes your...
personal reality.
Yeah.
So
say that one more time altogether, John.
Your personality shapes your personal reality. And so if you're not enjoying what you're experiencing, bring more of yourself to it by understanding how you communicate through your unique personality and gifts.
You know, everyone needs to write that statement down and just sit on it. Sit on it yourself for a little bit and look at yourself inside that statement. So, oh, my goodness, that is so true. I love what you're saying, Tis, because basically you're telling, I like a plan. I like going into a conversation in my head. I've got, you know, okay, we can go here, here, and here. And that is so not the right way to do it. You did it, although you tried to go that way. You let it.
I certainly did.
You lost control, yeah. Buddy. You let it actually become organic. And, oh, my goodness, that's so rich. And then it sounds like you actually kind of coached. You mentor, but you coach too. Like, thinking into, what if we looked at, what if you looked at, what if, because you were literally helping him see himself. And as you said, how his personality was shaping his personality, his reality, which wasn't really reality.
Right.
He was stuck in his head. And stuck, as you said. You said it right away. Limited beliefs. Because he really didn't have the skills or understanding he needed, and you are there. And of course the power desk for our MTBI is just so valuable in this situation. Okay, this is why I'm this way. This is why I respond like that. This is why I don't communicate well right here on this page. Fabulous.
That is so good. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, it was an amazing experience for me. And to hear him lead the call saying, oh, my God, you have helped me so much already just in this one, you know, discovery. I want to, you know, continue to, you know, learn through you. That was amazing.
That will carry you through so many no's.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing with us today, John. It's just a delight to chat with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Who do we have coming up next, Mr. Dan Caldwell?
Next in the queue is Patricia Price.
Oh, Pat.
Hello, Sue.
Hello, Pat. Nice to hear from you today.
Yes, nice to be heard. Nice to be on this call as well. I have a question. I'm not sure, but I'm going to put it out there.
Okay.
How How could the personality assessment be used to help someone find their vision for their business when they're all over the place?
Well, it leans into where their strengths are, and that Power Disc page, I think, would be helpful in that. Does that make sense?
Where it leans, your strengths are where your, help me, I'm thinking your strengths is where I'm not connecting the dots.
Okay. The Power Disc page on page 17 talks about where their strengths are, of course, in leadership. Those are their leadership strengths. So they're wanting to develop themselves, but maybe that page will help them see why they are all over the place.
So this person, maybe I'll give you some more meat to the bone. This person has a business, and she wants to narrow down or streamline all the things she's doing. And after speaking to, because I'm having the same problem, saying no to things. So she wants to get a clearer vision of what she has for her business. And I was trying to see how could the, if I could use something within the DISC assessment to help her get a clearer vision for her business.
Well, her personality style itself could definitely tell why she is not having a clear vision if she's all over the place, learning how that is working against her.
That would be the I type. I don't have anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, she could. If she's the I, of course, she will like, because shiny object syndrome is a very real possibility with the I personality style, but also the S, you know, she could just constantly be stepping back because of fear. But then also with the C, it could be she hasn't got everything about it figured out, so she's got all this on her plate, and she can't sort it out because there's so much there, and she has to know everything about everything that's there, so she's exhausting herself.
Okay.
Dan, do you have some insight on that?
Yeah, I think you gave good advice there, Sue. Pat, there are a couple of things within the report that would certainly serve. Sue mentioned Power Disc, and that speaks to the areas of leadership where the strength is, but to know where she's going, my recommendation is always to fill out the personal development plan. If they have not filled out the PDP, you grow the leader before you grow the business. I'll say it again. You grow the leader before you grow the business. So if we haven't grown the leader and she's not confident in where she's going, it's impossible for her to have a vision to know where the organization is going. So the personal development plan would be a great step if she has not done that, to have her fill that out. And then you take time to coach her through the PDP and let her think into the process. And when I say coach her through it, the answer to her question is in her. All we do is ask questions to get her to think into it at a deeper and broader level, because the answer she's looking for is inside of her.
Right. Now, I've been working with her for a year, but it's been more on the personal development side when it comes to who she is and working with her family and so forth. So she's grown in that area, and so now this period of her life, owning a business and doing so many things in it, what do you want to focus on for the next 90 days, or where are you right now? And she said, I want to have a clearer vision for my business she named all the different services she has and the partnership she's working with, but she wanted to get a clearer vision. So that's where I was like, I'm going to sit and go through, read the book four that I was recommended to read. I'm going to sit and look at the questions to ask her to get clearer insight, and I just was wondering how I could use DISC as well to help her. And what I'm getting from this is looking at her personality style and how that could be hindering her, bringing awareness to that. Is that the way to go?
Spot on. You're right on, Pat. The personality does have and does affect how they view things and how they process things. So that would certainly open some insights by just pointing out to her. if you went to the DISC report and areas of growth on page, what is that, page number, I think that is 18, number 9, page 9. Yeah, personal growth challenges on page number 9. It's at the bottom of that page. You could probably hone in on where her challenges are based on her personality style and help her think through what the roadblock or the hindrances may be.
So I like the fact of coming back to the report to let her know that don't put it on the shelf. I let it collect dust.
Right on.
I like
that.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Definitely, Pat. I'd also say, you know, I love that you brought up the book four, because if you can just keep drilling down just on those two basic questions, what do you want to be known for? And what are you known for? If you can keep drilling back into that, that can help bring some clarity, because my guess is the answer right now is all over the place. So I love that little book. It's quick. It's basic, but oh my goodness, those two questions can just drill down. And then, you know, we're divinely designed to do something. What is that? You might take a look even at put your dream to the test. Does her dream and her, do her dream and her goals and her actions, where do they all fall in that scenario? So just some other thoughts to think into.
Put your dream to the test. You know, this is for me too. Four. Okay. because when she started talking, I started shrinking in my chair. She couldn't see me, but it's like, she's having the same thing I'm going through. I'm going to help her. You know? But as Dan said, it's not for me to give her the answers, but ask the questions for her to find the answers within herself.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to give her four book. I'm going to mail it to her. I'm going to order it off of Amazon as a gift and send it to her.
Oh, that's a great idea. It's a quick read. It's easy to go through, but it's still always, every chapter is going to come back down to those two basic questions. And if you can drill down into that, it just provides such clarity to where you want to go and what you want to do, and then the roadmap to get there. That's what you want to help her be able to plan.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. You always come through. You know, I've called you on a couple of things in the past in regards to the student success report. Both of the individuals I was working with, it came to a stop, one with the principal and the other one with the gentleman at the school, and I was so excited. But I'm going to stay in touch, send them something that, you know, I let it go cold, but I don't want to be calling them just to talk about the, you know, working with them, but I want to add value and just keep my name in their head in a good way.
Pat, I'm so glad you said that, because this is just a perfect opportunity to offer this Youth Exploratory Impact Report. This, you know, there's no charge. It introduces this concept of who you are and the child understanding themselves, youth understanding themselves. And, of course, teachers and parents, teachers especially, would be probably hearing this and getting some insight. And, again, you can say, I can take this. I have more. I have more. And you can offer
I'm going to have to listen to the recording, because I came in towards the end where you were – I didn't get all of what you said. So
okay,
I'm glad you said what you said.
Excellent. Take it. This is that, you know what, here it is. Our son used this word the other day, and it stuck in my head, precipice. He said, I'm on the precipice, and he talked about so many different things. You're on the precipice, Pat, right here, right now. I'm going to nudge you. Here you go. Do this Youth Impact Exploratory Report for these two that you were just talking about. You've nothing
you
to
it.
Lose, and you've everything to gain. Consider
you
yourself shoved off.
You just gave me the fuel, and I'll let you know the outcome.
I will look forward to it, Pat. So good to talk with you. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, next in the queue is Monique. Welcome to the call, Monique. You're on with Sue.
Hey. Hi, Sue. Hi, Dan.
Hey, my Hoosier buddy. How are you doing?
This is your Bucky Bee Honeybee girl.
Oh, I know. You are multi-talented. You're just an expression of sunshine.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue. And likewise. What a great call. I missed the lesson, but I got to hear John and Pat ask their questions, and I always learn something from the Q&A session. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm thinking about the children at our school, at my church, and then we have the school with that, the parish, and then the school, K through 6. And their last day will be in June, mid-June. And I want to do something for them, fun. And I know my pastor doesn't let me do just for one grade. He wants all grades to have a taste of something. And I'm wondering, what would you recommend? I've heard there's little leadership games for DISC for children, but I can't quite remember exactly what it was because I was just getting a glimpse of it last year. Do you have any recommendations?
Okay, let's brainstorm on that a second. I know all ages, and I remember in our days in youth in church and trying to corral all ages into one teaching, it is a challenge, but it can be done. So, you know, you do a little for this group, a little for that group, and try to keep them all involved. But one thing you could look at is in the consultant toolbox, look at the icebreakers and the animal patterns for showing how, you know, I think we even, like we have an eagle and owl and, you know, those particular ones that you could use.
And just one thing, the principal would have me do each class, each grade level separately. So 20 minutes with 30 minutes.
So much better.
30 minutes. 30 minutes for each class.
Oh, thank you for sharing it. That is so much better because then you can customize for each class. So much better. And, you know, I would maybe even for the little ones, you could talk to them about the animal patterns. I don't know. They can understand a lot that where that's concerned. But you could also, maybe they can't do a full report, but they could do some of the questions.
K through second grade, right?
You could ask them questions and write their answers for them. I don't know how accurate it would be at a young, young age, but hey, it's some kind of insight, and then it would be great for that little age group to have a particular animal pattern that they could relate to and give them a coloring sheet with that.
Okay.
Just some thoughts, thinking in there, you know, because you want to show them that there's patterns of behavior. That's what we're talking about with our personality thing. And then also, if you're talking about doing GYI, and that's what you're kind of leaning into and wanting to do, outside of this Youth Exploratory Impact Report, which is phenomenal, great interaction with that. Takes about, excuse me, I'm going to say 30, 45 minutes to do that with them. But and having a little bit of interaction, but also with the youngers, what I'm doing with some of the little bitty ones, and I have done with daycare, and I have done actually in a nursery class at church, I've used the sometimes you win, sometimes you learn for children.
I did that. I read the story. And the teachers, all six teachers said, wow, You have a command for attention like I've never seen before. I can see that.
I see you ad-libbing all over the place, girlfriend.
And they want me back. And so that's why I thought, you know what? It's not over yet, and I want to do a huge surprise for them, the children, because even the fifth and sixth graders, the teacher said, they never pay attention. They're never this quiet. I don't know what happened in the room when you walked in, but they didn't say a word. They just listened. They were focused. She says, you need to come back here more often. So now it's spring, and that's why I wanted to go back and have something a little bit different for the fifth and sixth graders.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, the Youth Exploratory Report, I think you could use, you have to explain context to the question sometimes and even give a little bit of definition to it without leading them in one way or another. Here's an example. We said it's about 80% accurate. As I mentioned, I did this with sixth graders. There were about 15, I think, of them in an after-school program, and like probably 90-plus percent thought they were eyes. They could not all have been eyes. I know that. But we went with it. You know, we went with it. But I said, if you were like this, this is what how you would have reacted or responded or communicated. You know, I did add a little other flavors in there because you could see it on, you know, if you observed them, you can see that.
That's the one I'm looking for. What I'm looking for. It's the Youth Exploratory Report. That's where they get to all be quiet for a little bit, fill in the blanks, and then afterwards.
Go back and listen to the call, because also there is, I don't know if you know where to find it, but it's under the Youth and Family Resource, but keep looking for GYI. That's what you're focusing on, because there's where you're going to find that material that you will make use of. And there is a virtual presentation slideshow you can use. There is a PowerPoint to go with your talk. I combined the two when I did it with these sixth graders. So I had them take the paper test so they had something to touch and feel and look at, whatever. And I didn't give them the extra four pages. I only printed out the page for the where they actually did the assessment. For explaining, then, I went to the PowerPoint. So the pictures are very colorful. They just keep their attention better, I think. I had them read some of them for me. I'll get some interaction going with that. I wanted to throw out something, too, for you that you could use, and it's Gloria Burgess's book, Pass It On.
Okay.
For the older children, and that, you know, just speaks about her dad and just tells a life story. That has gotten some good reviews. I have also used one. It's called Be Kind by Jen Hill. This is not a Maxwell program, but it's just, it fits into our, to the young children, especially to the kindergartners and that sort of thing about just being kind. I point it back to leadership again.
Mhm. Yep. Wow, this is wonderful, Sue. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so glad that I tapped star 61 and jumped in, because I don't get anywhere if I just stay in the box and don't come out. You know, it's months and months go by. I'm getting old, so time's flying so fast.
You're a youthful old if you're getting old. So don't buy into that.
I'm a youthful old. Yes.
If you are getting old, because you are definitely not. But do this. Commit to doing something. This is one thing I have learned. If I say I'll do it, I will do it. I don't feel like I'm a great fit with you, but I can add value to them when I have a purpose to do it, and especially if I've been challenged. So consider yourself challenged, Monique, during April to once again get out there and do something in your local church group. So be great.
Sue, I have always said for the past 30 years, I love a challenge, but I can't stand the competition. I love a challenge, but I can't stand the competition because it's brutal. So,
yeah.
That was in corporate America. There's no competition. That's what I love about Maxwell Leadership. We're all family. We're all in this together, and I love your support, yours and Dan's. And yes, yes, it's just so good to hear your.
This is a challenge with love, because I know you want to do it. I know you want to.
That's right.
You just need a little extra nudge.
Thank you. You know me so well, Sue. I love you. Thank you so much. Have a blessed Easter. Have a
hey,
happy
you
blessed.
Too.
Thank you.
You too. Give Emma a hug for me.
I will, and I'm going to listen to other recording because I want to hear what you had to say about where I can find things, and I just want to listen to the lesson. Thank you so much.
Okay. Happy chat Easter. With you later, honeybee.
Okay. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
And next in the queue is Katrina. Katrina, you're on with Sue.
Well, thank you. First of all, I'm glad that the previous caller said star 6-1. I put star 6-5.
well, hey, that's a great reminder for me because I didn't even tell you what to do. I just told you to get in. So wait, pay attention.
So the reason that I wanted to touch base is I'm looking to be a coach, a speaker, or do something within my company. So I originally joined John Maxwell just for my own personal development. It's too great not to share. And I've talked to, management, and, I mean, they're willing to work with me. I'm going from engineering to this just to give you, like, it's totally different. I want to know what that looks like. I have to give them a big picture, and I really don't know what it looks like for someone to be like a John Well. Are they a coach? Are they a speaker? Are they a disc trainer? Is it a position that one can have in the company? I don't really know what it is. I just decided I want to do it. So I kind of needed a little bit of, insight on what is that.
Are you, it could be anything. Find a need and fill it. Is my first
so
thought. Where
my go ahead.
No,
I was just getting,
maybe go ahead, clarify your question a little more, Katrina.
So I envision myself going to different teams, going to different regions, going to different, leaders and managements, and maybe teaching them more about communication and using the disc trainer to do that as well as other things. And I could be a coach, one-on-one if they wanted me to coach someone. But I'm looking for this to be a full-time position at the company, paying well. Okay, and so that's what I'm looking, but I need to have my clear vision. And I don't even know what that looks like. I just decided I want to do it, but I don't know who else is doing it or,
Well, I would think you would want to contact a leader in the company. What you can do, show them what you can do. You may have to do some complimentary ones to show what you can do first.
Mm-hmm.
Hone in on communication and desk. That is just, I can't think of anyone who doesn't need that. And often we'll ask, we might say something like, I've noticed we're having some struggling in our communication or some relationships are feeling a bit strained, and I think it's due to our communication. I could help with that. So looking at, I would start, during IMC, if you were on there, you heard one of our speakers talk about dream small. It's okay to dream small. Here's the idea. You can dream big, but, sometimes we're overwhelmed with that big dream as, you have a big dream, and that's wonderful, but you got to get the dream smart started in a smaller way to get it moving towards the big dream. So where can you start small?
I've been asked to kind of dream up my plan. Managers, leadership is willing to help me, but I need to dream up my big plan. They will put me in touch with the right people in HR or wherever I need to go. And it might be me creating a position. It might be them using resources and connections where I might not be in JCI. I would like to, it's a large company. I would love to stay there. So I just wanted to, if there was someone in Maxwell or if there was, you know, to envision how would that look. I want it to be an ongoing thing. So I understand going and speaking to people, but I don't like the, what I like about Maxwell is the teaching and how they give you steps on how to continue and give you support on how to continue. And as I'm talking this, I feel like I'm being coached because I think I'm coming up with ideas.
You do. You're probably a bit of a verbal processor. And I'm telling you, there is such value in that. If when you can just talk someone, that's what happens in coaching, when they ask the right questions and then the person starts talking. That very much happens within us, even if it's iron sharpening iron or if it's to someone who understands where we are, what we're trying to do. Just speaking that out into the atmosphere has great enlightening power to us with our own self. So I love like this, Katrina, that's phenomenal. Wow. I mean, wow, you already have basically a platform. They're just asking you to you have a place. You have to create the platform to fit into the place. So I would look at what is your passion. What are you first? What's your first passion? Mm-hmm. You mentioned communication and the desk.
I love helping people, so I already started some masterminds. I've already only been in this since December, so but I'm having so much fun. But I've already started a mastermind group. I've learned that I love helping people. Grow and develop because I love just on my own experiences, I like people to keep going. You know, we all get stuck. I like helping people get unstuck. I like helping people keep the right mindset, and all of that helps me to keep the right mindset too. So being a little selfish there.
So
that's what I like doing. Mm-hmm.
There is a sense of self-reward in this. And also, you know, not just getting them unstuck, but then you they're stuck, you get them unstuck, but then you got to keep them unstuck. And for some styles, that is harder to do to keep them from falling back into that comfortable zone.
Yes. I'm a high I, and I found that interesting in my career. It explains a lot.
Well, you must have some... You must have some D in there because you've got something pushing you to make something happen, not just all over the place, but you've got
I'm actually a very low. I'm a very low D. I think just being in my career has forced me to, you know, be that. But I'm actually a very low D and a high I, and a next would be the S.
You're in engineering?
Yeah.
I just say interesting? Interesting.
I know, and that it it is, and it just, and I've always been unique, and now I get why.
Well, I applaud you for that because obviously you have some adaptability in your style to be able to do that successfully, and that is a great attribute to have inside you. Well, I love what you're saying. I think that. I think at this stage where I wanted to work into something, I would want to work with the communication and the DISC as a mastermind. I love those. And also, if you have not tried sowing some seeds for DISC inside your masterminds, I would encourage you to do that because there's many spots
you can
find
where
it fits. Sowing some seeds for doing DISC reports inside your mastermind.
Oh. Right, yes. I just got certified with Saturday, so yes, I will do that.
Yeah. Purposefully look for that. Highlight it in your book when you see something that talks about the way that a certain person did something, and you know it's related to their style. So you can pull that out when you are doing the masterminds and kind of sow that seed that, you know, you could take them to without selling, but you can take them to another place in their understanding, and even in their understanding of what they're reading, by doing a DISC report. Dan, would you like to jump in here and offer some your more business acumen to Katrina's proposal?
Just a thought, Katrina. Whenever you're dealing with a large organization or a large company, kudos on seeing the vision of wanting to do this. But usually, you're looking. Again, HR director or training director or someone who's in charge of the training, because if the organization doesn't have an ongoing training and growth program, then they're not developing leaders. So the way you position yourself is, I am a member of the John Maxwell team. He's the number one leadership and management expert in the world, and I have resources that John has written and are available, and I can support the team and the organization in terms of training in the area of leadership. And I have ABC, I have masterminds, I have coaching, I have, you know, the ability to train speakers. I have all of these things in my tool belt. Now you tell me where I can best serve as a person that trains our employees and develops them. It's about personal growth and personal development of our employees. In fact, when I was in corporate America, we had a leadership, or what we called a leadership development program. And so as part of leadership, we took middle management leaders and trained them for a higher level position. And so many organizations, depending on their size, has some form of training and leadership development program for those people that are leaders in training.
Yes, and mine actually has several. They have several. Okay, but actually I will connect with them. I just have to get my big picture together. And one thing my one manager said is it looks like I have more of a product because, you know, we do have a lot of where they train you and then you go on your way. I want someone to train you and then you have step-by-steps on how you can continue to stay trained, similar to the way the Maxwell does it.
It's called a growth process. And so training doesn't mean anything. Let me state it this way, and I usually talk about this, but information is for the intellect while application is for fleshing some things out. They need to learn and continue to flesh them out, or they didn't learn anything from the process. And so there needs to be a next step growth pattern process in order for what you're teaching and training them to have some success and some fruition. Otherwise, it's been a waste of your time, effort, and energy, even though they may be compensating you for it. But the company will look at that in the long term and say, okay, we did a lot of great things, but where are the results? And if it's a corporation, they're more interested in the results. And the results come through people that have been trained and educated, and then they're training the next level of people behind them. So I think you have a great opportunity, but what you have are process. You mentioned it, processes, but you have resources that are available to you. And we do have people within Maxwell, candidly, that work for major corporations that are actually doing training within those corporations and going from division to division or from site to site and doing that training and then going back through the cycle and doing follow-up and doing other things that are full-time training people within their organizations.
That's what I want to do right there and hope the compensation will come, but that's exactly what I want to look at right there. Okay.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the call. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Patrick.
Sure. There's no one else in the queue, Sue, so I'll leave it in your hands where you want to go from here.
Well, I could stay here and talk. We could do that. No, I understand. We are thrilled to have everyone on the call today, and thank you so much for joining us. Dan will let us be able to say goodbye here in just a moment. Thank you. Thank you for being on the call today. What a delight to talk with you and to know you are there listening. Have a great one.
Thank you, Dan and Sue.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Great call. Great questions, too. Thank you.